Hello, Mike.
Hello, Tim.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Give me a full report. Yeah, I caught you off guard. I wanted to do that. I'm sorry about
that. Yeah, you did.
I'm sorry. I just had to do it, okay?
Not a problem.
I'm feeling a little frisky today. All right, what's up, man?
Okay, Tim, I just heard you talking a little while ago to a gentleman regarding ceramic tile, and I'm in the process of finishing my basement off, and I've got a bathroom in there that I'm going to put ceramic tile on the concrete floor.
Okay.
My question is, do you recommend any kind of preparation to that floor, or is it something that I can just go ahead and put the thin set down and the ceramic tile right down on top of the concrete?
Okay, I do recommend a couple of things beforehand. Number one, how old's the floor?
The house is about a year old.
Okay, I would want to scrub it with soap and water and a real old-fashioned scrub brush.
Okay.
To make sure that you remove any loose, what we call cement paste. You know,
okay.
Because sometimes when they finish those basement floors, they get a little aggressive, and the floor can, what we call, it can actually dust, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you may start scrubbing that floor, and all of a sudden the water turn a very dark gray, you know, which tells you you're removing cement paste. And
okay.
I would want you to continue to scrub and rinse that floor until the water was clear as you scrubbed it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so get it clean, and that's the first thing. Then number two, take a straight edge, like a framing square,
uh-huh.
And make sure that the floor is in the same plane. I'm not worried about it being level so much, is I don't want there to be any humps or dips in the floor.
Okay.
Okay? So try to get it to where it's as smooth as a piece of glass.
Okay. And if there are any high spots, knock them off?
Yeah, well, you're not going to knock them off, man, because that's a nightmare to grind them off, okay? But
sure.
What you're going to do is you're going to take the high spots and use some cement-based leveling compound that you're
okay.
going to add, and you're going to kind of get that floor into the same plane.
Okay.
All right, and then it's time to put the tile down. And what I always do, same thing, make sure the floor is nice and clean, it's in the same plane, and right as you're putting the thin set down, this is a really important step, I think, I like to take a big sponge, and the area that I'm working in, maybe a foot by a foot or 2 foot by 2 foot, I dip it in some water, and I sponge down the floor just to get it slightly damp.
Okay.
You know what I mean? In other words, I don't put thin set onto dry concrete because then it sucks the moisture out of the thin set too quickly.
Okay, sure.
And that's all you got to do.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay, buddy. Well, thanks for calling Ask the Builder. Let us know how the tile job comes out.
Will do.
Give us a call back, Mike. All right, buddy.
All right, thank you.
Have a great day.